Well, here he comes again. Do you see him? There he is, that smiling guy with a Charlie One Horse hat and a pocket full of dimes. You know what that means. That's right. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
That's me, that happy-go-lucky guy from the Tularosa Basin, where the question asked every day is, red or green? And for those of you living outside our local area, that question is often heard coming from the lips of the beautiful and courteous waitresses here, and they're referring to the kind of chili sauce that you want on your eggs or your burrito or whatever you might be ordering. I generally find the red chili is just a little bit hotter, and I tend to break out in a mild sweat every time I have it. And if you can't decide between the red and the green, just tell the waitress that you'll have the Christmas tree. That means a little of both. Well, I certainly hope you can come visit us sometime, but for right now, let's you and I spend a little time together right now. What do you say? I've got some great music lined up for you, so pull up a chair, prop your feet up on the coffee table, close your eyes, and enjoy the good music right here on The Jason Kirkman Show. Laverne Baker with Tweedledee. Here's Brooke Benton with Kitty O.
I told you, baby, how I feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of hearts. Please give me that love you've got. Won't you say yes, don't you say no. Make me feel good, Kitty-O. Maybe I'm just wasting time. Can't get you off my mind. You could make me feel so good. I know you could if you only would. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no? Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kiddo, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no. Make me feel good, kiddo. I wrote you a 6-page letter. I even called you on the phone. But you started talking about the weather. Kitty, oh, don't you know that's wrong? I can't stand this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. Won't you say yes? Don't you say no. Make me feel good, kitty, oh. Make me feel so good, so, so good, kiddo.
Mark Twain once said, get your facts first, then you can distort them as you please. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Say when you wanna be my baby, when you're feeling blue, if you'll send some word by a little bluebird, then I'll come running home to you. Say, hey, when you wanna talk things over, when you know it's true, if you'll just let me know, honey, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. And just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, ooh, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Just say when you wanna be my baby, when you know it's true, just let me know, baby, then I'll show you that I'll come running home to you. Just remember, when you're tired of living all alone, baby, I will always be as close to you as your telephone. Say when you wanna be my baby, when you're feeling blue, you just send some word by a little blue bird. Baby, I'll come running home to you. Say when, honey. Just let me know, would you please? Oh, say when.
That was the blue suede shoes man himself, Mr. Carl Perkins, with Say When. Here's little Jimmy Dickens with How to Catch an African Skeeter Alive.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend your ear to my jive. I'm gonna tell you how to catch an African skeeter alive. You go down to the wilds of Africa, where a jackrabbit packs his lunch, and you'll find him up in a coconut tree, going munch, 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 munch. Your skeeter catching stuff includes a cigar 10 years old, a great big sack full of hand grenades, and 100 feet of rope.
You're gonna need you a 12-pound hammer and a helmet made of steel and a rabbit's foot to bring you luck so you won't come home killed.
That's what you do, and that sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to get an African skeeter alive.
And now you take your 12-pound hammer and pounce up on his back, and you bash him between the shoulder blades till he turns blue and black. Don't worry about that 12-pound hammer beating that skeeter to death. This just gets his attention and makes him hunt for his breath. And now you've got him all set up to tie up with your rope. You tie a granny knot, a goose knot, a navy knot, a wing-ding, a whatnot. Be cautious with that skeeter ain't no fool. Work hard and save your money and join my skeeter catching school.
That's what you do, and it sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to catch an African skeeter alive.
Lana Turner once said, "A successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. A successful woman is one who can find such a man." Here's Mr. Dean Martin with the Money Song.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it get more of it. The less they need it, the more they love it, and it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
La money, 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 money.
Oh, shut up, Jerry. What are you doing?
I'm singing.
This is singing.
Don't you like it?
No, I don't like it. You want to sing with me?
Can I sing with you?
Sure you can.
All right.
If I do not need it badly,
banks will give it to you gladly.
But I need it
nuts to you.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. If I'm lucky and I make it,
you'll be frightened.
Well, who can take it?
The internal revenue.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Birds don't got it, still they sing.
Eating winds up on the wing.
Ideal life, some folks affirm.
So okay, you're a bird, but suppose you're a worm.
It's a bad thing, oh yes, very.
Full of germs, unsanitary.
Will you have some?
Oh, thank you.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Sorrendi per tale carissime catele dei pesos.
Si un gano, mi un gano, mi un gano, yen.
Yen, ma che sti fa che lo yen? It's lire, lire.
Guilt, all right?
If I got it.
Who's got it?
I don't need it.
But I need it.
If you need it.
And I need it.
You don't got it.
But I want it.
You can't get it. Shame on you.
What can I do?
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it.
Where'd they get it?
Get more of it.
Can they keep it?
The less they need it.
Who don't need it?
The more they love it.
How they love it.
And it sticks to them like glue.
Ooh, ooh.
Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Money, money, we love you. Funny, funny, funny what you can do.
I just want to say thanks to all of the stations that carry the Jason Kirtman Show, and you can check them all out by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're doing that, think about what you can do with those special ones that you love this week to make some really great memories, especially those little kids. Here's Elvis Presley with Let's Have a Party.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. rock a shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Sail into the stores,
buy some orders,
have a party tonight. Now Honky Tonky Joe is knocking at the door. Bring him in and fill him up and set him on the floor.
Florida man was recently arrested for using his wife as a human mop. That's right. She spilled a cup of milk on the floor. He turned her upside down and wiped up the milk with her head. He's been arrested for assault, and a restraining order is pending.
Well, when I woke up this morning, there was a note up on my door. Said, don't make me no coffee, babe, 'cause I won't be back no more. And that's all she wrote. Sent your saddle home. Now Jonah got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a guy that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I fetched your saddle home. With no address, nor she didn't say goodbye. All she said was, if you get blue, just hang your little head and cry. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home. Now my gal, short and stubby, she's strong as she can be. But if that little old gal of mine ever gets a hold of me, that's all she wrote. Sent your saddle home. Now Jonah got along in the belly of the whale, Daniel in the lion's den. But I know a man that didn't try to get along, and he won't get a chance again. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I fetched your saddle home. Now I went down to the bank this morning. The cashier said with a grin, I feel so sorry for you, Hank, but your wife has done been in. And that's all she wrote.
Dear John,
I've sent your saddle home.
Not long ago, I asked a man what a certain man, a particular man who had passed away some time ago, would have thought about a current situation. His response was, it would depend on who he was with at the time. I hope that that is never said of me after I'm gone. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show. Here is a beautiful song by Mr. Don Gibson called White Silver Sands.
Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. We're on the brink of love. I kissed her, and obeyed my heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands. We watch the sun set in the evening in a far distant land. So here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go see the sun set in the evening with the young. Let love I know where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands. We're on the brink. Love, I kissed her and obeyed my heart's command.
Her name was Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien, but she went by the name Dusty Springfield. She was born in 1939 and she died at the age of 59 in 1999. And here was one of her greatest hits, Son of a Preacher Man.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Well, I certainly hope you're enjoying yourself wherever you are, but I also hope you'll enjoy yourself right here. Consider visiting us right here in southern New Mexico, where the sun is almost always shining, except for when it's not, of course. No, really, we have a great climate here, and there's plenty to see and do. So come visit us. We'd love to show you around, and I'll even wager that you might just leave wishing you lived here. Check out all we have to offer by visiting alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. As always, these sites are linked at my site at jasonkurtman.com. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Mr. Georgie Fame and his song, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station for The Jason Kurtman Show.
Bonnie and Clyde. were pretty looking people, but I can tell you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car and waited till the heat died down. Bonnie and Clyde advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reached for the sky, sweet talking Clyde would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jewel bag. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood and laughed about it all the way home. Enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them.
The Jason Kirkman Show is proud to be underwritten by Today's FullerBrush.com, providing cleaning supplies for homes and businesses since 1906. An American tradition, Today's FullerBrush.com.